Oh yeah, man. It's your boy Chuck Ross, aka Chuck Too Nice,
Yeah,
Carolina Kid.
you know, and it's Rike. No AKAs or nothing like that. But you know, if you want to call me EA, it's a lot simpler. We the Carolina Kings. We bring your weekly conversation about current events, sports, whatever come to mind, and just putting a little spin on it, you know, having our own little humor about it. So glad y'all can join. Let's get it going.
Sure.
So today, big day, inauguration day is
Big day.
January 20th,
Big day.
2021. Got that motherfucker out of there.
Get him out of there.
Y'all, if you've been under a rock for the last 4 years, you already know who we talking about.
Shit. You could be under that rock and you know who we talking about.
That's yeah, because he probably under that motherfucker with you if you keep it 100. Nah, but inauguration day for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, VP. Big day, everybody. I know I woke up, I felt a little different, you know, just excited a little bit.
I mean, I was excited too. So we get a little change around here.
A little change, a lot of change, yeah, man.
I mean, a lot of change, bro. We just need some. The last
somebody,
4 years, that we, because you don't want a lot of change, because that shit can go in the wrong direction.
That's clear. Yeah, you're right about that. Definitely go in the wrong direction, as we saw.
In the right direction, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, change is good. I mean, more or less change to back to the status quo. But at this point, the status quo seems pretty all right. You know, I'm not trying to change and go back to the way it was before Trump, because that wasn't all good as far as I'm concerned, too. But definitely an upgrade, definitely better than Donald Trump. Let's just be clear, the worst president in
you actually
the
have
United
a,
States.
I mean, you actually have a politician back in the office.
Right.
Not some fucking, I guess, celebrity or whatever. Celebrity in chief.
Fake
whatever
dictator.
You want to call him.
He's a wannabe yeah. dictator, like. That's the only thing I can think of, but we ain't talking about any waste of time on him. We got Kamala in here, we got Biden in the house. We're trying to see what their new agenda is going to be like and what their first 100 days is going to be about, which I don't really think is a great indicator on how great or successful a presidency is.
Send out them checks, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. But I do want to get them checks, boy. I want that that $2,000 on my other part of the $2,000.
And take this damn student loan. You can have them motherfuckers. Take them shit, stupid.
My
student
guy.
Loans and checks.
My guy. If he said we ain't got to pay these student loans no more, get them up out of here, I'm all for it. That's like a weight around my neck, man. I don't even want to talk about how much I actually owe $1 and cents, but.
And another thing Biden need to do, he need to get all the people that's serving freaking 30, 50 years for selling weed. That he put behind bars, that he got put behind bars.
Yeah.
Weed is now being legalized all over the country. There's no non-violent offenders selling weed.
No, I feel you. I hear you, Charlamagne Jr.
Let them boys
definitely
lie.
Need to be something we need to do.
He do. Straight up.
I mean, not only that, though, but set them up and let them be the first ones in the door to have their own business when it comes to the weed industry.
Yeah, you set them up a little something. It's gonna be let them go back to doing. Shit, they could pretty much just go back to doing what they were doing before. But
that
this
ain't
time
no work.
Legal. This time it's legal, huh? If they were selling weed,
you go I back mean, the whole industry is changing, bro. Ain't nobody worried about no. Ain't nobody selling no weed in the corner no more.
But they can go get the shop, man. You can get your whole shit set up, bro.
Yeah, but how about you help me do that since you put me in jail?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, help. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Go back and do what you did before. They don't do nothing.
Get their foot in the door. No, I ain't talking. Nigga, when I say go back and do what you're doing, I guess I should have elaborated on that because
you don't have to.
Going back on the corner. Yeah, no, not going on the corner. You guys are selling it. Thinking right, get you a shop.
Right, get you some money. Get you some grant money. Be legit.
Yeah.
Shoot. Get your paperwork straight by the government.
Cause the game ain't changed. It's just legal now. The math is still the same. I mean,
yeah.
the strands of stuff that changed, but still, math's still the same. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it's the same, you know, as far as that go. But you know, why you know, they always try to get in on it. They're gonna try to flip it up in their interest. So hey, there's, man, some things that are different state by state that they need to be aware of and be put at the front of the line of, instead of just drop back in with everybody else.
Yeah, just. But as long as some of them get free, they can take care of their families and stuff like that, man. Because it seems just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a whole bunch of bullshit. The whole nine yards. But I'm really interested to see what they're going to do as far as all the bills that the House of Representatives passed that Mitch McConnell had, like, had time for before. Like, all that need to get run through. They can run that back.
You said he didn't have time? Pretty sure that's his
job. Acting like he didn't have time for it. All you want to do is push through judges.
So I'm pretty sure that's his job, and he
what does that mean?
He got time.
Donald got Trump time. Job to be the president. He didn't do that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, like you said, yeah. Something profound. Anyway, why I want to do that? We all know people, they don't do what they want. They do what they want to do anyway. It's his job. That was cute. But they didn't run that back since we got the House and the Senate right now, as far as 50-50, and Kamala Harris to be president of the Senate. So go ahead and get those things locked in and knocked out, man. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
You know, because you got the George Floyd crime bill. And you got the voting suppression bill that got John Lewis' name on it. So, and it's a whole bunch of hundreds of other legislation that's ready to be signed over.
Especially that voter suppression.
Yes, sir.
In Georgia, they tried everything in the book, every loophole to get people from voting, keep people from voting. But it didn't work.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, man. How you cheat and still lose? I think that's what they're really mad about, because they usually cheat and it works and they win. They're like, we cheated and we didn't win this time?
Yeah, this time cheaters did not prevail, so it is what it is.
Yep, so the whole country's excited. Hopefully we can get this little blemish off our record as we in the United
States. The whole country's not excited, but most of it is.
Well, no, I won't think about them. I don't normally think about them as I move and do my things I want to in the world.
74 million people that voted for Biden. I'm pretty sure they excited.
We'll see. I'm excited. I mean, we got forever to talk about that and chew on it, but it's majorly important. Definitely got to do with my life. I hope everybody understands who's listening got to do with your life, too. So we shall see what they do, or if it's going to be just back to business as normal or as usual. This is like that motherfucker's out of here. What?
Man, he left early this morning, too, nigga, before you even get your bacon and eggs finished cooking.
Boy. He was out of there.
That nigga ain't want nothing to eat. They had breakfast laid out. He's like, nah, just get a cup of coffee.
I'm not hungry this morning, Mom. I eat at school. I eat on the plane.
Yeah, it's like back in the movies, back in the 90s, where they used to have a fucking platter of food on the table. And the kid come up and say, I'm just get some toast. And get the toast and walk out the door. And then the husband said, yeah, I'm running late. Let me get some coffee. Like, they got all this food on the table. And he's about to skip past it.
Couldn't have been me.
I'd have fucked the whole script up. Because I would have sat down to eat.
If Mom Deuce offering it, she already knows she drives me to school and I ain't going to be late. Or I'm late with an excuse. So. Man. About to sit here and grease my face. What you mean?
I would have fucked the whole movie up. Because I would have sat right on down.
You'd have fucked the movie up for a whole number of reasons. That's one of them.
Hey, you're not supposed to sit down and actually eat the food. And fuck you.
Who said I can't?
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild. That's wild. But, so moving right along, I guess, a little bit here.
So, shout out to Gentleman Jack, too.
Wow.
I ain't gonna do no sponsorship, but I'm gonna say shout out to him.
You just did.
Real.
I ain't gonna do no sponsorship or no ad, but shout out to y'all, bro. You know,
I'm a shout them out every episode, cause maybe one day they'll hit me up.
Maybe one day. Man, I want to live in the world you live in. I feel like you live in like you know, a different world, or, you know.
Yeah, you got to speak into existence.
Hoping and shit. That's what's up. Yeah, you got to speak it. Yeah,
hoping, speaking into existence.
Okay, okay, my bad. Let me get on board with you. I don't want to be the negative one. You're right. One day that'll be the sponsor, bro. It's brought to you by Gentleman Jack Whiskey.
You got that right. It'll be a Jack boy, son.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good, yeah, Jack. That's a good goal to have, my guy.
If they cutting them checks.
Right.
You
know, we should take a shot every time you say something about cutting checks. That's like the third time already. We've been in here 15 minutes.
Hey, bro. That's what it's all about.
We're all about cut them checks, though.
Cutting these checks.
Oh, and I heard it ain't going to be a solid $2,000. It's going to be the $1,400 that will be added to the $600 they gave us.
Yeah.
I'm still cool with.
Yeah, I'm cool. Free money.
Just to clear it up in case somebody thought they was going to get a whole $2,000. Like,
what happened? Yeah. You lying. You lying.
I got $1,400.
I told you, wasn't they lying? You lying too. I'm gonna
be on top of with the 600. That's all good.
Hey, more than I had the day before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
plenty of shit you can do with that. Yeah, man, we'll move on, man. What's up?
Yeah, man. But this week it was MLK Day. This week, man, Monday.
Okay, yeah, that's big time. We celebrated him on Monday.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. It's cool. You know, it's a thing. I mean, my job, I didn't have it off. I had to take off that time, my PTO, or use my volunteer time. But it's good to know other people. Right, floating holiday.
Yeah, we had the day off. Well, it's a little surprising. It's a little surprising we did, but I'm glad we did. You know, not gonna go into details about that, but I'm glad we did.
Right. Yeah,
it was cool, man. I think he would have been like 92 or something like that if he was still alive.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's...
Yeah, man. 92, that's crazy. Yeah, he would have been up there.
Definitely.
There's another black man, you know, was killed by the government, you know. Last time we talked about, you know, Fred Hampton and him being murdered by the government.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a normal day in the neighborhood, you know. But, I just don't know how I feel about how people kind of choose to celebrate MLK Day. It kind of got me a little perturbed a little bit. I mean, I'm explaining.
How does people celebrate? Yeah.
I mean, for better or worse, now this day is kind of known as a day of just national service, of, I guess, being of service, going out. If you're aware of it, and not just being a nigga and just sitting at home and just saying, I got the day off. But if you know you plan for it, you kind of want to go like, you know, help at some petitions, stuff like that. That's what people using it as.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, but I wasn't surprised by you. I wasn't even thinking you would do anything different. But what I'm saying is that's what they're using it as now.
Hey, man.
So.
Fuck you.
I thought you were going to let it just slide,
not
bro.
Surprise.
Not at all, bro. Not at all. It's not a bad thing. I mean, there's always room for improvement. Yeah. Always got next year.
Cause but, I ain't gonna lie, I took Friday off instead of 4-day weekend.
I knew you would do that.
You know how to use that PTO.
Right, but I knew you would do that. See how we still friends? I knew that. I knew you would do that shit. Okay.
Man, get to your point, man.
My point is though, I don't think MLK Day is like just day of service and giving back only. Like you should really think about diving deep into like what he was really talking about before he passed about. The Poor People's Movement and the campaign that Dr. William Barber's working on, like really talking about dismantling a lot of these systems that we got in place. Like, it shouldn't just be like, I'm gonna go to my local soup kitchen, I'm gonna just give away some clothes, and it was a day of service. Like, yes and no. Like, dig deeper, go a little harder. I mean, that's not what all he was about. And I hate how they whitewash everything about black people once they're gone or our heroes. Did the same thing with Ali. Now that King's gone, everything we'll talk about was him being nonviolent, peace. Yeah, but they don't talk about how they hated his guts before he died. They don't talk about how he was the most hated man in America and all the bad shit. Now they want to just corroborate, just take his whole story and talk about how he was just a saint and a prophet, but they didn't want to hear shit the prophet had to say.
You're right. And then they kill him.
And then they kill him too.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then the FBI. tweets on MLK Day, happy MLK Day, y'all the motherfuckers that tapped his phone, knew it was died, and set it up. That's the hypocrisy I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, anytime, I don't know. No, you can say white people too. Anytime they try to bring white people together, it seems like the government always kill that person off. Because they had no problem with Malcolm X when he was like, hey, you dirty white devils and all that. They had no problem with him. Yeah. But he went back and came back. He was them. Oh, you're my brother. You're my sister. Yep. And you see what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. Okay.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Malcolm X ass came back from Africa that trip after they surveyed his ass there too. They talk about I saw my blue eyed brother praying the same prayer I prayed.
What?
Kneeling the same way I knew. Oh, he got to go. He said he saw a blue eyed.
Everybody thinking he was the same one. They coming up to him. Hey, Malcolm X, sir. Nigga, get your hand out my pocket. You know, he's
picked up, man. Chill.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what's wrong with my man?
Shit.
Yeah, government got him, too. That shit crazy.
Got him up out of here. He talking about building organizations that are outside of the United States that has to do with black people here and black people there. These niggas need to know about it. Stay here. Ain't nothing else outside the United States but here.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you know how that go. But yeah, it just made my skin crawl seeing like these GOP people that are in Senate, in Congress, voting against the interests of the people, voting against the very mission he's on, talking about sending the I Have a Dream speech out on social media. No, and good damn well, you ain't practicing nothing that man talking about. Keep your name out of my mouth. Don't speak on me. That's pretty much what his daughter, Reverend Bernice King, said. She said it in nice ways, and I liked how she did it. I should have had the tweets up so I could be prepared, but I mean, like, you don't mean a nigga right now. I don't have it. Pretty much, she's like, keep my daddy name out y'all mouth.
Exactly. Oh shit, that shit funny, man. But
yeah, definitely grinds my gears, man. Really gets me going. Besides that, man, I don't know what else to talk about. As far as like, it was MLK, it was Inauguration Day, it was more people getting locked up for the insurrection shit. I mean, I think they finally gave an old boy his meal restrictions in the joint now.
Oh shit, for real? They give him his salmon on a fucking bagel or whatever the hell else he got to eat?
Organic diet. Of course they were. Of course they were. He's white. They're going to go to Whole Foods for his stuff.
The man that lost, you know, sat up there and lost, but you know, probably lost about 20 pounds
in a week. Bruh, in a week, right?
He ain't ate shit.
Bet you won't wear that first shit up at the Capitol no more, huh?
Yeah, I bet you.
I bet you won't.
Well, maybe.
Got people threatening their kids, they tell on them.
Oh,
all
shit.
All kind of shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what happens to traitors, don't you? They get shot.
Whatever. They should have made his ass convert back to eating regular ass food. I don't get it.
Man, he could have won. If he was really for the cause, like he said, for the cause of Donald Trump, he should have took his ass on a hunger strike, like Gandhi.
Exactly. You know? Oh hell no! Ain't nobody that guy.
ain't about that life. So he
hell no,
ain't we about that life. Trump life, son.
Yeah.
He's just fucking talking. He's just talking, son.
Did all that bullshit up there in them people's offices, all that shit, and then when it's time, that's how motherfuckers be. Everybody gangster to some gangster shit happen. Not against anything happening, you in there. I only eat organic food. Motherfucker, this prison. I ain't sending this bitch organic.
Dude, this is not fucking shared.
Man, I used to work at that motherfucker. The boy said, man, what we eating? I said, shit, I don't know. We put some chicken season on that bitch. Mystery meat.
Yeah.
The same meat come in the same, the package. All they do is put chicken season on it, pork season on it, or beef season on
it. Damn.
I said, damn, cuz.
That shit probably ain't even meat.
Probably not.
Dang, that's worse than the meals they give you when you're in the Army.
I mean, most of the time they now... I mean, sometimes they got hood. They had like little spaghetti or something. They had fried chicken every 2 weeks. I mean...
They ain't make it sound bad all you want to.
They ain't make you eat. Terrible. They ain't eat it every day, huh? No, it was terrible. It was bad. I mean,
I said you can make it sound bad all you want to. It still don't sound
it's
great.
It's not supposed to be a gourmet meal the way you want to keep coming back. Like, you're supposed to not want to come back to that bitch.
Shut up. If I got 27 years, I want gourmet meals. Shut up.
Nah, man. If you got 27 years, you just better get used to fucking mystery meat.
What is that too? So I guess there we are.
You better act like this hook motherfucking and imagine imagine that it's a damn steak or something. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Not hook. Hey, that used to be my favorite movie growing up.
Oh my god. This steak is so great. Yeah.
So good. That nigga Robert was looking like, what the fuck are these kids talking about?
Yeah, they was on some drugs or some shit.
Right. It was in the grubbing. And my favorite part of the whole movie, the little fat one, Dub, said, oh, there you are, Peter.
Yeah.
May Robin smile. I see you now. You see him as Peter.
He's Peter. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I said, bro, didn't they just tuck your legs and roll your ass down and shit like a bowling ball?
He was fat, bro. It's fucked up.
I don't know why I'm laughing. Childhood obesity is not funny.
It's not funny.
And this is on camera.
He got a couple of dollars off that shit though. So
then that shit's hilarious. I'm sorry.
But
yeah, I hope he did.
Yeah, you think he didn't get paid for that shit?
I mean, probably. Could. I don't know what his management situation is, Chuck.
Bad. And that movie, old as shit.
Right.
I might have been gone, shit.
Right. That money been gone.
Gone, cuz.
No, ain't getting no money off them VHS sales. Shut up.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
Not at all. Talking about royalties. What? Royalties. I don't know what you're talking about.
I ain't getting no of that shit.
Something crazy as hell.
If anybody getting some royalties, it's fucking... what's the name, people?
Steven Spielberg. That's what the fuck it is.
Bro, man, what's up, man? You want to talk about some sports?
Yeah, man, I was trying to be nice and let you get into your own segment on your
Let's go, baby. Let's get it. Hey, let's talk sports with Chuck Too Nice. Let's talk about who got their ass whooped.
So excited. I love it. Go ahead, bro.
Let's go ahead and get this first one out of the way because I really don't care about this game. It was trash. Packers beat the Rams 32-18. Fuck Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Sorry. But
wow,
I was kind of mad. That's because I'm a Vikings fan. Not him personally. I don't know. next game.
This anyway.
Next game is one of the games we did it on last week. Ravens Bills. I was pissed off about that.
Yes, sir.
Bills won 17-3. Only reason why they won because Action Jackson went out with a concussion, so it's not even go there. I don't know why you're acting so happy, but let's go to the next one.
Because I won a game and we bet on what you mean.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Browns Chiefs.
Learn how to throw the ball. Don't make me sound like Shannon Sharp on here.
Man, he can't throw the ball.
No, obviously not well enough. You're getting concussed.
He had a concussion, motherfucker. What?
Hey, Moving on.
Browns Chiefs. Okay. Man. Chiefs pulled it out without Patrick Mahomes. He had a concussion too. What about him?
Yeah, he did.
What about Lightbright? All right.
I mean, he got more weapons, I guess. I don't know what you tell me. You got a white coach.
He got more weapons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He do got a white coach, but Andy Reid's a pretty good coach.
I don't know what you want me to tell you why he got his team still on.
Cause his backup went in there and balled up.
That too. I didn't even know the Ravens had a backup. Honestly.
The Ravens.
So that goes to show you.
RG3, ain't it? RG3 still playing for them?
Clearly not. I saw some kid named Huntley playing for him. So
oh, man,
playing RG3. I think RG3 at this point is just there for more support.
Uh-oh. Probably there for
you
a check.
Do it.
Probably there for a check.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to hold this clipboard like this or like this?
Oh, you want man.
That? Okay.
So the last game, man, you had the Bucks and the Saints. Oh, Tom Brady pull him out again.
Oh, I was about to be 2-0 on it.
Nah, you wasn't. Never bet against Brady. Drew Brees looked old. 3 picks.
Definitely.
The way he looked, he said he need time to think about it, just like last season. But the way he looked when he was walking off the field, and he looked back like he was looking at it for the last time. Leaving out. I really don't think he's going to come back.
I don't know how much time he needs. To make a choice like Jeopardy, bro. It ain't too much to think about.
What? Last year he took his time, you know what I'm saying? This year I don't think he's gonna take his time.
You don't need to take no time.
Probably be hearing in a little bit, but speaking of retired quarterbacks, Phillip Rivers threw in a towel.
Yeah.
39 years, 17 seasons, 8 Pro Bowl.
No kill out of Pretty stage good. Very old.
Yeah. And he's gonna go to Alabama and coach high school football. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, probably take over the Wrangler commercials from Brett Favre or some dumb shit like that. See that?
I think they actually trying to get him to do some Tony Romo shit on commentating and shit like that.
That's just what I saw, man. I'm not trying to listen to that. I'm not trying to listen to him talk about sports. I don't have time to hear that twanging in my ear every Sunday.
Nah, me neither. But, we got conference championship games next week.
All right, so
Bucks Packers. We got Bucks Packers, Brady versus Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Bills Chiefs. What's up, man? We're going to bet on these two. God damn.
Yeah, I mean, so what? It's total of 4 games, right?
Yeah, no. What the fuck? No, nigga. It's two games. It's conference championship.
My bad. Damn. This show segment, nigga. Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's bet on these two. So, it's Bucks and Packers, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take A-Rod.
Yeah, you're going to have to because I'm not taking his ass the fuck out of here. And he in my division. Not doing that.
Oh, the hate is strong with this one. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers. What's the other game?
Other games is Bills and Chiefs. That's going to be a good one. But we don't know yet if Patrick Mahomes coming back yet. Don't know. He in the next stage, he'll be back. And then he's in the next stage of the concussion protocol. I think he got through the first part of it, whatever that is. But it said he in the second part. So I guess we'll know. I think Thursday will be like the last practice. I guess Thursday we'll find out. Sure. And see.
Okay.
What it's
okay.
gonna be?
So since in the spirit of our inauguration having been today, and Biden being the president, and Kamala Harris being
what
vice
the
president,
fuck I'm gonna quote. This game?
If you let me get to it, I'll finish. You can shut the hell up. I'm gonna quote Joe Biden and say I'm gonna go with the ones who got me to the dance. So I'm gonna go. I'm stay with the Bills.
Who got you the Bills?
I just Bills. Won with the Bills last week. Okay. Come on, man. Come on.
You won with the it was on some fluke shit. We're gonna see though.
Huh? Okay.
I'm gonna pencil you in right here.
You write it in pen, pencil, whatever you gotta do, bro. Etch, sketch it.
I'm gonna pencil it that way it won't change. And you don't get deja vu on this
motherfucker. You pencil right, you can just get erased.
Man, moving on from football, man. I seen Delonte West, man, he got a job at the rehab center here in Florida.
Okay.
And he reunited him with his mom, so that's positive.
Oh, wow. Here,
man.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, remind everybody Delonte West who may have forgotten, just real quick.
Delonte West, played with LeBron.
Right. You trash, because you didn't have to bring that up. You didn't have to go straight there.
I just said he played with him, man.
That's where you chose him, and then you giggled. I said he played with a LeBron, and then you giggled.
Bro, something funny came on the laptop. He played with the Celtics, man. I mean, he was a good basketball player to me. He just had a lot of off-the-court issues later on in his career.
definitely.
Kind of got them messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But I'm glad to hear he's doing better, man. He's doing good.
Don't want to get into that very old stuff because he's
got a job. That's what's up.
This is a big one here. Gonna see how this works. I still don't think it's gonna work, but Kyrie rejoined the Nets today. He's back from his little break or whatever. Not sure when their next game is. They could be playing tonight.
Yeah, I believe they are. I don't know who they're playing, but I think they are playing tonight.
Oh, they took a L tonight.
Oh, they already played.
In double OTs.
Damn, who they lose to?
Cleveland.
Ew.
And they don't do them boys like that.
What you mean? Don't do them boys like that. Come on.
Oh yeah, they got an issue. It's the bench. They ain't gonna be do shit because Kyrie had 37, James Harden had 21, and Kevin Durant had 38. Green had 16, and Jordan had 13.
Somebody gonna have to come off the bench, bro.
That bench, they gonna have to do something. Nigga.
Somebody gonna have to come off the bench. All three can't start together. Somebody gonna have to come off the bench.
Somebody gotta come with that second team.
Exactly.
That's
if I had to pick somebody, I would pick James Harden to be off the bench. Honestly, but I had to pick somebody.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you right now, that shit definitely ain't gonna work. So, hey man, you're gonna have to come off the bench. You're gonna have to come off the bench. He won a championship. He should have went to the fucking.
Should have went where?
I don't know, man. Shit.
Exactly.
6'11". Trying to check out some of they need some more height, bro.
But James Harden was cooking before Kyrie, and the team was moving pretty smooth, bro.
I mean. He was he had another triple. He had a triple double. I mean, he had a triple double. So I mean, he still balled. I mean, 21. He was 21, 10, and 12. I mean, he still balled out. It's the simple fact they ain't got no supporting cast. And them boys probably was tired as shit.
Oh yeah, you know that.
They played two overtimes. I mean, damn, them boys came out the bench. They ain't do shit. So more like that probably kept Cleveland in the game.
Right. I mean, it just goes with the show. Like, they give it up to all the people that gave up in the trade.
Yeah.
They don't have no depth no more. So
they're going to beat you.
Somebody definitely going to have to come off the bench.
Yeah, they got to beat you with their starters.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't see that happening. They can't beat Cleveland with all their starters. So. Definitely ain't no world beaters.
This nigga. Colin Sexton had 42 tonight on the air.
That's hey, who's guarding him?
Who the fuck? Yeah.
Jeez.
The way it is on the depth chart, it should have been Kyrie. He played. Ooh. That nigga played no defense. They traded buckets all night, bro.
You take a turn? I take a turn. Okay, your turn.
But see, Cleveland bench, you got. Motherfuckers come off the bench. Everybody off that played off their bench had double figures.
You know who did come off that bench? Kevin Porter Jr. He got tossed off. They thinking about trying to trade him after he got mad they moved his locker.
Oh,
you hear about that?
Yeah, but they ain't even got that nigga on the. Oh, they ain't even got that nigga on this bitch.
No, you ain't talking about trading him, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a wrap for your ass, nigga. You ain't even on a death chart.
That was disrespectful, though. You didn't even get a DNP by his name. And also the fact, you're going to move my locker and not even tell me you're going to move my locker. All you can do is just a phone call or, you know, a text.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to move your locker, you know what I'm saying? You're not really here right now. They didn't even do that. And they going to get mad when he shows up. I don't get it. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
It is what it is. Ken DeJet Smith made a great point about it, and I just happen to agree. That shit is disrespectful.
Yeah, you know how shit goes. motherfucker got that contract, they think they own your ass. I mean, nah, they don't.
Yeah, that's why I was cool with Kyrie taking all the time he needed. I mean, they say he could have let the office know or let somebody know or management or something. But my thing is, when they cut your ass, they don't let you know all the time. So why I got to be in more professional than they gonna be? Or makes no sense to me. Do what you want. You know, you're not here for a long time.
I mean, this is job. If it was a regular job, you just tell them, "Hey, man, I gotta take a little time off."
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's all they do, man.
Even in a regular job, you can be as professional as you want to. When it's time for your ass to get the hell up out of there and they want you gone, you're out of
there. It's a wrap. Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really subscribe to the fact that professionalism so much because companies are going to do what they want to when it's beneficial for them.
I'm
not here to walk on eggshells and do everything you want me to do just because I get a check from you.
At the end of the day, are you going to own your own shit?
If you ain't made to be an entrepreneur, I suggest you tell them motherfuckers where you going to be and when you going
to
be.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But he got the money to where he can have his own shit.
Of course. That's why I like seeing it. Tell them people kick your ass, Henry. Tell them. Two times.
I guess.
Oh,
yeah,
also, well, go ahead, Brandon. You got
something to show? I just saw some shit. I saw Conor McGregor fighting this weekend.
All right, I'm over it.
you don't like UFC, dude?
It's cool, I guess. What are you going to do? Fight a dude that beat his ass last time?
Oh, man, I ain't think the man fighting a long ass time since he fought Floyd.
Oh, no, he fought. It just wasn't memorable.
Oh, he done got whooped.
What's the dude's name? Over there, he grew up fighting bears overseas and shit.
Yeah, probably the wrong
Khabib. Khabib beat his ass. And then Khabib almost went to the stands and beat his homeboy ass.
I don't even give a fuck.
You remember that?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck how much MMA training you got, but this nigga used to fight bears, my nigga?
Yeah.
Probably ain't the motherfucker you want to fuck with.
Yeah, he's a different cat.
Especially you ain't fighting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You've been out doing other bullshit.
Yeah, that's a different dude right there. He wants a little bit more than you. Trust and believe.
I was like, hold on, show me a picture of this fighting my fucking bed.
Oh yeah, gotta see a picture. Like, but I mean, who wants to have a picture of that shit? You gonna have a Polaroid of that motherfucker?
Somebody got it. Somebody got some video, nigga.
Okay. I mean, that's the stories I heard when they were talking about Khabib. And the way he whooped Conor McGregor's ass last time, I was thoroughly convinced.
He was fighting something over there. Something. Black bears or something.
Something. He wasn't playing around with him, boy.
Wasn't no Winnie the Pooh he was fighting out there.
Wasn't Winnie the Pooh talking about a honey pot. That motherfucker could be whooped his ass and say, "Hey, your homeboy can get some too when I'm about to go in the stands."
I remember that shit.
Talking a little too loud in that crowd, bruh. See what I did to your mans?
Yeah, right? I'm in motherfucking fight mode right now too. Anybody can get this shit.
All the smoke. You can have it.
I want that shit.
Yeah. Hell nah. That's when you gotta pull that Friday move. When Red got his ass beat by that Bebo in front of his daddy.
Oh man.
What I told you about coming out here messing with this night team.
Told you about coming
get
down.
Get your
here.
Ass up.
Yeah. That shit crazy.
Yeah. Also, I just wanted to make sure I said something about Karthi Towns, man. They said that he tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, he already had, many people know already, he's had a horrific ordeal when it came to COVID-19.
Well, yeah, a whole bunch of family members passed away.
I think like his mother and other like seven family members were all passed away from COVID-19. So just, you know, myself, I have thoughts and prayers for dude. I never heard nothing crazy about him. He seemed to be a high person. And anybody who get COVID anyway, no matter if you're good or bad, you don't want nobody to succumb to that. So that's just kind of kind of wild, man.
He doing straight. He doing all right, though. I mean, I ain't heard nothing about it. Yeah. Cause it's been about a week. I think he got like 10 days.
I think he got it. Like about 5 days ago, something like that.
You gotta wait like 10 days or some shit right there.
Yeah, but I just thought it was, to me, that's like the last person in the world you wanted to hear.
Exactly.
After everything happening with him. That's crazy. Yeah. That's criminal. That's criminal. Tragic. But nah, serious note, I'm really praying he pulled through and everything's all good with him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Trae Young been sucking, bruh. Anybody want to talk about that? Trae Young been sucking.
Bruh. Think he going through the little slump. Whoa. All right. You seen the stats for tonight?
Nah, what's the stat line looking like?
Yeah, so they beat the Pistons tonight, 123-15. He was 38-10.
Wait, they beat the Pistons
123-115.
Oh, 123-115.
Mm-hmm.
So, what the stats looking like tonight?
38 points, 10 assists.
Okay.
He
must have heard
me.
Capella.
Bro, Capella had 26 reads, boy.
Damn, that'll win a game.
27 points. That's what you can do when a nigga got 26 rebounds. I think he got more rebounds than that whole fucking team up here. And
I believe it. Sound like it. That's not even a double-double. That's a double-double. Yeah, you got the big boy double-double, yeah, bruh.
You got to put something behind that double-double.
Who the Pistons had playing? A rec league team or something?
I don't know. What the fuck the hell going on? Ain't nobody had 20 points on the team?
Damn shame.
That nigga D Rose had 14 off the bench. What the fuck?
Who's starting in front of him?
The fuck? Bruh. Oh shit. What's going on with you? Bruh, that shit is ugly.
It's pretty bad, Detroit. So hard in the deep.
Maybe what's in that glass? Oh no, that's 76. They got
saw that 3-pointer bitch in
the suit. Oh my god.
Close the door, it must be a draft in here. Boy, that thing was all air, man. He ain't touching
that. All air. It's about he's been working on his 3-pointers. Oh, okay.
Not hard enough.
Keep that shit to yourself.
Ooh. Cold
here.
You see that draft?
That motherfucker Grant. Oh, I didn't know they had Grant. He used to play for. What the fuck did he used to play for?
Grant who?
We got 37.
Grant who?
He had.
Having a conversation with yourself.
Used to play for. No, nigga, I'm trying to click on the shit.
Hurry up!
Keep your fingers. Keep your shirt on, nigga.
Jeez.
Keep your fucking shirt on. This nigga used to play in Philly. The fuck is your
taboo
name?
Timer for your ass.
You gonna get a what? Taboo timer.
Jeez.
Bro, how about you just move on, okay? I don't even know why I'm over here I don't know why I'm over here looking up the stats for Detroit any fucking way.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Fuck out of here.
Random names. Nah, it's all good, man. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. We'll move right along. Video games, baby.
You want to talk some video games? Ooh.
Well, I mean, I know we were talking about it.
I got a little topic here, man. I saw this list, I think, this weekend sometime, man. To me, I don't really agree with the list, but I mean they ranked the damn Nintendo consoles, and I'm gonna just read them off, man. But this shit here, I don't wait.
So I just want to make sure I understand what the list is. It's all
Nintendo consoles, not the Game Boys or anything like that, but just all the consoles that they made over the years.
Okay.
and they ranked them. And I don't agree with it, but I'm going to go ahead and start off with it. They got number 7, and they got the Nintendo Wii U. I don't think I've ever played this one, but it's the one that had the, you know, you can play it on a TV, but it had the controller, it had a little screen on it too, or whatnot.
The Wii U?
Yeah, it came after the Nintendo Wii.
Trash, never played it. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Then the actual Nintendo Wii is number 6.
Okay.
I fucked with the Nintendo Wii. I probably could have bumped that down a little bit too. Closer. So we're going number 5. Number 5, they put the first Nintendo, just the Nintendo Entertainment System, the first what? One.
The first one?
Yeah.
How's the first one the fifth one?
Which is it's a classic one, but
that's what brought them to the market.
Exactly. Like. But this one right here that pissed me off, number 4 is the Nintendo 64. Nah,
you feel about that 64.
Nah, 64 my favorite game system ever, dog. Then they put a Nintendo Switch at number 3. I can counter out with that. I probably would have put it at number 4. And number 2 is the Super Nintendo. Now, they wild with
this. That's about right.
I keep it at number 2. Because number 1, I had a Nintendo 64. And then I put the Super Nintendo. But this is the one that pissed me off. The Nintendo GameCube is number 1.
Ew, gross.
I like the GameCube, but it's not number 1, man. Out of this top 7, it's going to be 5 or 6 somewhere up there. It's no way I would have put that at number 1. I'm sorry.
Y'all don't have to be honest with you, man. I was never like hardcore Nintendo. I mean, of course, it was my first gaming system, the original. So I fucked with that. Uh-huh. I mean, I got on Super NES because that was the next step. Everybody else had it. I had it for a little bit. I rocked it for a little bit
too. Then you went to fucking Sega.
Then I went to Sega back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Sega back.
You made a bitch.
You know what I'm talking about?
You made a bitch.
Oh, bitch? Wrong, hold up, bro. Sonic the Hedgehog, baby. What you talking about?
Yeah, what Sonic doing?
You crazy. Getting checks, making movies.
Getting those checks. The nigga is being passed. He's on everybody's game system and shit. Get the hell out of here. He doesn't have his own. He doesn't have his own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what you mean? Hey, dude.
What is it? He don't have Sega.
Well, I mean, they don't make those anymore.
Yeah, so. Okay then.
All right, you know what?
Mario and Donkey Kong, it's still on their same system they've always been on.
Them motherfuckers might as well get retirement plans.
Super Smash Brothers, all on the same feet. And still dope.
I do likes the Super Smash Brothers.
And still dope. That. Matter of fact, the Super Smash Brothers for the Nintendo GameCube was the shit. I think it was, trying to remember what that shit was.
The NBA Jam is a go on Sega, bro.
Shit was on Super Nintendo too. I got it here at my house right now.
Just played better on Sega.
No, it didn't. I remember those days. No, it fucking
did. Yeah, it did.
Had them three
can't convince me otherwise.
Three bullshit ass buttons on there.
Bullshit ass buttons? What are you talking about?
Sega was so whack, bro. That's
it. No, it wasn't.
Man, my cousin never had a Sega because they couldn't mind playing Super Nintendo. Go down and play Sega. I was like, man, y'all used to like this shit.
Yeah, you love it.
Only shit Sega made good was the.
You still gonna play it?
Because that's all they had there.
In the story.
And we was in the manor. So, I mean, what the fuck? The only thing good Sega made was the Sega Game Gear. Cause it had the color screen, you know what I'm saying? It was before its time. It's always shit.
Yeah, I had a Game Gear too. I had a Game Gear, Game Boy.
I said this shit dope, but then when they came out with a color Game Boy, I was like, oh, you put that Sega shit in the garbage. You know?
Yeah, right.
Trash that Sega shit. All
right. You just want to be contrarian tonight.
I don't, bro. I fuck with Nintendo. You know what I'm saying?
Clearly, obviously. I hope they gave you a nice
show. I have all these. I may have had all these fucking systems except for that fucking Wii U shit. I ain't had that. Everything else I had.
Nah, I didn't have all of them, but I had a good bit of them.
I had all them shit.
Fuck out of here.
It was that
serious. I went for Sega, then I went to PlayStation, baby.
Yeah, I went to PlayStation. That was a mistake. I mean, it was It was cool for the time, you know. It was just PlayStation just had a lot of growing up to do, man.
So did you say your mother did all these purchases were mistakes? I bet you didn't tell her that.
Who? Oh, what purchases?
Your mom. You went to her that?
Whoever bought them? No.
Hey, mom, this is a mistake.
I played it because I had
not really,
you know what I'm saying?
Not really up to my
You can't tell me PlayStation didn't piss you off when that motherfucker first came out, dog. You had to have a memory card to save your shit. I'm sitting here playing Crash Bandicoot. I got to start from the beginning every time.
At least you had the option to save it. Nintendo, he cut that shit off. It's over.
He didn't have the option until he got a memory card. And it's just as expensive as
well, that's an option. There was no memory card option for Nintendo.
It was, huh? Yes, because it saved to the console. It saved to the cartridge. You was straight. You didn't need one.
If you say so, bro. All right. So we had to buy the memory card. It was too expensive, right?
It was expensive. But yeah, because I wasn't paying for it. So it's fucking the same. Well, it was expensive.
Well, I had a memory card, so I was
fine. Yeah, I mean, I eventually got one, but it's the point that you had to have that shit.
I won't fail to.
Because after, because once,
I always had one.
Because once, no, I didn't always have one. Because once Xbox came out, you didn't have to have no fucking memory card at all. That shit, I said,
duh.
Swapping over.
Remember one time I had my game, my PlayStation off for like a whole week.
Yeah, I had to do that
shit. Came in there one day and clicked that shit. I came home and I lost my shit.
I had to do that shit. No, you lost it? I thought you always had a memory card.
This is before I got the memory card.
Okay, so you haven't always had a memory card then.
I said that earlier. Well,
you did. You said I always have, man, because I was like,
I did not say that. I said I had a memory card. And I said I'm not going to sit here and flex and act like I always had
a memory card.
And that's why I said told the story about man. When my mom turned the shit off. And
I used to play my damn Crash Bandicoot. I got to leave that bitch on all day till I get home from school. So I can play this motherfucker, and then they gotta stay on all night. Oh man, that shit sucks. No wonder that shit.
Hope your parents will come in
what?
And see that light.
See that green light right there? My mama gonna push that bitch. She pushing that shit.
Oh yeah, turn that shit off. So, you don't pay no bills.
I was so happy once I got that memory card.
Yeah, it was a
dime. And it's crazy because you remember, man, the memory card. This shit went up like 30 megabytes and shit. It was low as fuck. That shit crazy.
Yeah.
That shit changed, bro. You ain't need more than that. The games was different.
Nah.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of memory going on with that. What for?
Yeah. I got the fuck on through. I got a Xbox. Bro, I had every CD I had in my CD book. I had that being saved. The Xbox memory used to have all nines across that bitch. That shit ain't never changed. I said, how this bitch don't have a cap on the memory, boy. This shit crazy. I got all this game shit saved on here. I got every album out my CD book saved on my Xbox. You can play the music while you're playing the game and shit.
I love
crazy,
that.
Bro. My Xbox on some new shit.
I love that shit. I definitely used to be one of the ones playing music while I was playing the game.
What? And that shit be more fast paced than the damn PlayStation shit. I was like, and the shit moving fast as shit. And it look better.
Yeah.
Then here come PlayStation.
Yeah, the PlayStation 2.
Then here come PlayStation. PlayStation 2. I said, look at these niggas.
PlayStation 2 was fire, bro. Fire.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, I had got a GameCube and I was playing Madden on that shit. And I go try to play Madden on the PlayStation 2. Couldn't do it. That shit was trash as fuck. Yeah. I said, damn, this shit ass on here.
I was never a GameCube fan.
That shit was slow as a bitch. I said, man,
you never get into that game.
I said, man, why the fuck y'all Madden so slow, bro? When y'all PlayStation 3 shit coming out?
Yeah, you have fun over there playing Star Fox and shit.
I don't give a fuck about that. Star Fox, Super Smash Brothers, Madden, NBA, motherfucking.
Yeah, you hyped about it, but your list is trash. So the person that made the list is trash too, but thanks for bringing it to our attention about it. And
Screen Rant. Oh, those Screen Rants. That shit was, that list was ass. I could have made one a lot better than that.
I hope you would have. But let's move on real quick, because I want to talk about some other stuff, and we already hit no five, you know, good hour.
Oh, yeah, man, you talk too fucking much. That's what the problem is. But yeah, man, so you know, let's go ahead and talk about some entertainment, man. And then,
yeah, so music-wise, because I'm about to slap this dude. Music-wise, Hotels came out with Jasmine Sullivan. Shit rise, bro. Let's do it. It's a quick LP. It ain't really too many songs on it, but all them shit's hit, bro.
Yeah.
Telling you, man.
That's what I heard.
Lose. Yeah, man. All them shit's hit. She got a song with your girl on it, Ari Lennox, on it.
For real, that shit popping.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Talking about all the things that have to do with on
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
Spin on it.
Oh, you know, it's going
down. Yeah. It's going down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know how we feel about the chocolate drop, Ari, but the vocals on the joint is fire as hell, too, man. Like, she also got my boy Anderson .Paak on it, on a song, and she got her on a song. And you know, Jasmine running down the vocals, doing her thing on the style shit. So it's fire, bro.
That's good.
Definitely fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get it.
I'm
gonna have to get that. I'm gonna have to get that. Listen, because I heard it was good, man. Everybody been talking about it.
Yeah, definitely. It's popping to me. Like I said, it's definitely going on the Belly Rub playlist.
Oh, Belly.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about
Belly
it.
Belly Rub playlist. The shit that
the Belly Rub playlist.
Yeah, I mean, but speaking of albums, this nigga here finna piss me off, man. That's Certified Lover Boy, gonna do a pushback. I said, Drake, come on, man.
Go ahead and talk about it, because you like I was being obscene talking about how much you really be on Drake and how much of a fan you are.
Bro.
But you came in yourself and said it yourself this time, so go ahead.
That shit crazy, bro. I thought a nigga gonna drop that shit this month. Nigga gonna go on Instagram talking about. But, you know, it's a legit reason, though. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck he had. He broke some or something, but he had surgery and he doing rehab and shit. So, I mean, he kind of fucked up. But
what they gotta do with him releasing music though? The shit should be almost done, right?
I guess, yeah. I thought it was supposed to come out last summer or some bullshit, man.
What you about to go on tour? That's why he can't put it out?
I mean, I hope not, but fuck, I don't. Nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but
so he took that light skinned ass response.
Man, look. And that's exactly why I accepted it, because the nigga's light skinned. But look.
He said he broke something.
I mean, I don't know if he broke. He just said he had surgery or some shit. Rehab. No,
okay. So, hopefully, all right.
Yeah. I mean, shit, he was able to fucking tweet that and post that shit on Instagram. So, of course, he all right. Shit. But, I mean, I got another little list.
You was ready to kill him with the Drake.
Yeah, I got another little top 13. Albums, man. I don't know. I mean, this one's straight. This one's straight, man. I'm gonna go ahead and run through it real quick, though. They got number 13. They got Drake Room for Improvement. It's one of like his first shits, man, back in 2006.
Oh, I love that one. That shit's fire.
Yeah, that shit was good. Number 12, they got Comeback Season. That was an 07.
Oh,
but yeah, that man of the year. Close on that shit. Straight. They had. Number 11, they got Care Package from 2019.
It was
funny. It was hurt. This, that Dark Lane demo tape shit, I ain't really like this shit. So, that was at number 10. That was number 10. So, I'm gonna go to number... I'm gonna go to number 9, man. They had that Drake and Future. What a Time to Be Alive. That shit was dope to me.
Yeah, it was cool. That was fine.
Number 8 is Scorpion. Man, they made that shit in 2015. Okay. Scorpion 2018. Scorpion was straight. Number 7 is Thank Me Later. That's from 2010.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And number 6, More Life 2017. I ain't gonna lie, that was my shit. One with his daddy on the cover.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, we didn't know that. Yeah, that one was cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's what the nigga said. What the fuck did that? I'm a light skinned nigga with a big ass mustache and a Portland track. Ooh, they had a lot of tracks in that line. Number 5, yeah. You got Views. I ain't need no one dance.
That's 16. I'm hella out on official.
Number four. It had a couple cuts out there.
It aged pretty well, but it's just when it came out, I was like, eh.
Number four is if you're reading this, you're too late.
Ooh, that's my
shit. That's that shit right there. Got energy. That was that shit right there, yo. Number three is so far. Number three is so far gone. 09.
What? Number three? That shit should be like number two, number one.
I know, nigga. I just want to be successful. So number two was nothing was the same.
That pound cake
on that bitch, though. Of course, if you know Drake albums, what number one is Take Care.
I don't know why niggas love that shit.
I mean, that shit was fine, but I had to swap from the new shoes, man.
Yeah, they gotta get reordered, bro, because Room for Improvement too low, Comeback Season too low.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, bro. Like, number nine can just get up out of here. didn't have to list that. So far gone, need to be higher up because that's really what put them on.
Like I said, this is not my list. This is one I got off on.
Jeez, you and these terrible ass.
Bro, I put it out there, and the people, shit, they know. Yeah. No Drake shit, man.
People want to see my face.
Exactly.
People want to see my face.
shit could have been a lot better. I mean,
yeah, that list was terrible. It's good that they guess they tried to make a list, but I object to quite a few things on there. But anyway, thanks for bringing us that, bro. I appreciate it, man. I know you did your due diligence. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I wish I could have told y'all when this fucking album was coming out, but this nigga. Man, whatever. It'll be out one day.
I feel like he really upset though, y'all.
I am pissed off because I'm man. Like, man, people like, man, it'll be out February 1st or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Man, this nigga don't even know.
It definitely. Oh my god!
This nigga just said, man. I can't wait to give y'all some music in 2021. I said, dang. This should be the summer. Finna kill him this summer. Yeah. I said, if that nigga would have said that shit, man, kill him this summer. Nigga, no.
You know you wait for Outside to open up.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You wait for Outside to open up. But that's your light skinned homie, bro. You ride with him. He cool. He good. He cool. I fuck with him a little bit sometime.
Outside, sure, boy. About to open up the outside. Damn, nigga. Outside, nigga. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I just want to talk about a couple shows and shit like that. Movies that was out that I think everybody should take a look watch to. You got One Night in Miami. That's on Amazon Prime. Movie about Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown having the one night in Miami when Ali wins his first title fight. Dope, directed by Regina King. She's phenomenal. I can't say that. Also still fine as I don't know what. Aging like wine. Ooh. But it looks good. It's dope. You can definitely check it out. Thought Provoking got black people in it, made by black people, so I'm all for it. Then you got this movie on Netflix, more like a documentary style, Crack. It's about crack, I guess, how the war on drugs was and its toll it's white people shit, talking about crack, finally kind of admitting a little bit of bullshit that they did do and why crack was in their way like that and the way it was impacting us. So I guess in response they had to look at themselves.
Oh, did they tell? They did a telltale?
Well, I mean, they talked about how the fact that like they made different rules for crack and cocaine, how they were really making money off selling cocaine to fund fighting communism in fucking South America, which this is the most Batman storyline I ever heard in my fucking life, but it's very true. But it's just a bunch of bullshit. They're gonna make excuses for it, but it's as close as you get to the real.
So, damn. put crack. They put crack in the ghettos to make money to fight against some shit in another damn country that ain't got shit to do with us.
Yeah, because we black people, you can do that to us. You know, just making money off.
That's crazy.
If you watch Snowfall, that's exactly the storyline for Snowfall. So it's just a documentary about that and talking about the Just Say No program and how that shit was a joke. Just the whole nine yards, you know, just America at its finest, doing America type shit. Whitey gone white. What else you want me to say? But I think it looked interesting as far as what to watch. And I'm also happy to say it looks like Lupin gonna get a second season and it's being well received by everybody. I told everybody to go check that joint out. It's Fire! Lupin on Netflix. Fire! Yeah, that's all I got for the TV and the movies right now, but HBO Max is killing everybody. It's HBO Max and it's everybody else, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know when that happened.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Because I was waiting for WandaVision to come out and saw the first two episodes, and then I didn't want to talk about it. It didn't do
shit, boo boo.
It's not hitting right now. I'm gonna just say yeah. Maybe it's a slow burn. It's gonna take time to
get to slow burn.
As of right now, it's not doing it for me. So after I watched that, I went and turned the Marlins on. Guess what? HBO show, The Wayne's. HBO Max.
Yeah, bro, I've been killing that shit. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm on third season.
Yes, sir.
Hey, speaking of documentary, man, y'all boy Tiger King, Trump ain't parring him today. The man had limo and shit waiting on his ass outside. He just went for a fact. Pardon today once he saw Lil Wayne and Kodak Black got pardoned. So he just knew he was next. They're gonna get me a limo.
Just knew.
So I know old Carol Baskins, I know she goddamn happy. Cause he even tried to have her ass killed one time. No, he probably gonna try that shit again.
Oh yeah, cause at first you don't succeed.
Or maybe he learned his lesson.
A white man learned his lesson in America?
I'm lying. Cause him and Trump probably gonna be cellmates in a little bit anyway, so.
Yeah, because New York Attorney General is not playing with Trump ass. I'm surprised the teacher right didn't get on his ass. She ain't get on his ass yet.
I'm surprised if he ain't out the country by now somewhere else.
He'd be smart. He'll be up out of here. He'll be coming for his ass. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, maybe he ought to build a wall around Trump Tower or something. It seemed like a good idea 4 years ago. You keep motherfuckers out.
Hey man, but I don't even know if that's the answer. Cause you seen them insurrectionists climb the hell out of that Capitol wall.
Oh yeah, they did do that shit.
Well, some of them did. All of them didn't make it.
Oh yeah, I seen a couple of videos or some. I seen some of them made it to the top, but I guess they had enough strength to get that foot over the top of that bitch and fall straight back. That shit
funny. I seen the video of Buddy fall and then when he fell all the coins came out like
that shit funny, yo. I like when niggas do this shit. Fall off neck all the coins out there. Oh man.
That shit was crazy.
Hey, man. All right. I had a good time tonight, man.
It's definitely pretty good too, man. I think it's time for our King combo real quick, before we get up out of here.
Quick little King combo.
So my King combo, I thought it would be good for us to talk about when it comes to relationships, you know what I'm saying? And what it means to be talking versus dating. I think a lot of people, I hear sometimes people get confused in that. Like, well, we're talking to somebody. I don't know who the fuck still said they're talking, but versus dating.
Yeah, especially our age. I don't know about that whole talking.
But just to clear it up, what's your definition of talk to a female? What that means?
If you say you talking, man, I mean, y'all haven't. Y'all having a conversation, y'all talking like every day. You really know, it's like to me the first step before y'all say we officially date. But it's just y'all two, you know what I'm saying? Y'all two, you trying to get to know each other and all that. It's like that stage where you're trying to get to know each other right before you start dating, because I ain't just about to start dating your ass. I don't know shit about you. We're going to have to talk. That's why they call it the talking stage. We're going to talk. I need to know something about you. We got to hang out, go on some dates. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talking about nothing physical. I mean, I got to know you mentally before I can say, hey, this is my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? It can't work no other way.
But see, okay. So here's my question is, and you talking, that's exclusive? Like, it's just you and that person? Like, it's nobody else? And once you're talking and you move to dating, that automatically means you're exclusive too? Like, if I'm dating you, my girlfriend?
Is you dating?
Because in my mind, dating don't mean we exclusive, or you my girl. We dating.
I don't know. To me, if we dating, we girlfriend or boyfriend.
This nigga right here, we
girl. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We together.
Oh, y'all exclusive. We together. We're
talking, it ain't exclusive. Talking, you trying to get to know that person.
Yeah.
In the talking stage, some people might have a little backup, especially if they find themselves not being interested. They're like, well, I don't know about this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They still out there meeting and greeting. You know what I'm saying? Within a way, I gotta say, you can do that. I mean, shit, y'all ain't put no title on that yet. But I would think that you'd be trying to put your main focus on that person, especially if you really like them. I would think in that talking stage. So
I ain't got time for your old man logic, because your ass is married anyway. So my point of reference for this shit is,
what the
talking
fuck you
is,
asking me for?
I got gotcha. You. Man, because I wanted to hear what kind of sorry ass logic was going to come up with so I can know what you're talking
sorry.
About.
My shit was sorry.
Shut up. Anyway, you're right, my bad. That was a little harsh. Whatever washed up logic.
Oh,
you
my
use.
God.
Okay. So, my thing is when you meet a girl, you get the number, you text it, you may call, that's talking. You know what I'm saying? The in between time of when you first meet the girl to when you're actually going on a date. Or actually hook up. That's the talking point. You feel me? Then once y'all start to go out on a date or go on a few dates, like three dates, four dates, y'all dating.
What? That's.
But that still don't mean that we exclusive. We just dating.
Oh, okay. You feel me? Yeah. Everybody got their version of it. And the person you're talking to or dating, whichever one it is, if they cool with that, they cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as everybody knows what's going on, I feel like it's cool. Like, you're not lying to
them. You know what I'm saying? Explain to them. Because some people got different shit on it. It's really going to depend on, it's going to depend on the female how she feels about this shit.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
Depends on how I feel. I tell you what I'm doing, you don't want to rock with it, then we're not doing it. I mean, if I don't want to rock with it, I'm not doing it. You tell me what you feel about it, I don't want to rock with it, I'm out. It really got nothing to do as much to do with her, in my opinion. Mm. You know how I feel. I'm over here certified member. He man, woman haters club. You know what I'm saying? Do what
you
I want.
All that.
You know what I'm saying?
You do what I want.
Yeah.
So spank
whatever,
you.
Whatever, man. I'm just saying,
you fuck yourself.
You trash for that, but I'll take it.
I'm damn sure alpha in this motherfucker.
Oh, you are damn sure alpha. Oh my god.
Whoa.
I'll be looking at this dude like, really, bruh? Go fall for that, huh? Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
This nigga.
Yo, that was the most apropos analogy I think you could ever came up with, bruh. That's spot on, dead on the nose. But yeah, talking is just that time I think that you know you before I decide I want to waste money on a date with you. Period.
Damn.
Once we dating and we do date, I'm still trying to feel like I even like you if I want to continue to date you. You know what I'm saying?
I hope.
But you know, we're going to multiple dates and everything like that. Then we have to have a conversation about, you know, maybe being exclusive. After dating for a while, I'm like, okay, I can see myself with this person. But I ain't finna give up everybody and everything just because I just text your ass on the phone. Like, not finna happen.
Good job. I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah,
something that the females you fucking talk to now in the future. Listen to this. We do want all the listeners possible, but just not the ones that's gonna try to date this nigga. Because and they hear the end of this shit, they're gonna be like,
"Really?
Okay, nigga. So that's what it is." You just told all your
dating. I'm cool because I'm gonna tell them the same thing anyway because it's about communication. I'm not a child. I ain't a little kid. It's gonna be told. It's gonna be discussed in any way, and it just happens they might listen to this.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, why would I sit there and be like, "No, you don't want to me."
Then. I ain't saying you had to do that. I just said when you were just telling me all the telling everybody your game just now, you should have damn spoke
not,
that shit.
That's not.
You should have spoke that shit and. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I mean, I don't know, nigga.
See, that's why you ask Alfalfa and I'm spanking you. Watch, bro.
Oh, what?
That's not game. That's just tell them how I think about it. You know what I'm saying? How I view it. So,
no, you cool. Basically sit here and say, hey, bitch, unless
we
date exclusive, I'm finna be fucking whoever I want to.
That's not what
that's
I said.
That's exactly though. What you just
and
said.
See, that's why. That's how I know you're married because you listen like a female.
No, I'm not listening like a female. I'm listening like a person with common sense, bro.
No, sir.
You
no,
just said that shit. You just said fucking saying.
No,
that.
I didn't.
You just nigga.
Run the tape back. I'm gonna tell you. I didn't say it. What I said
if
was.
Talking to Texan, and we're maybe talking. I might want to spend some money on your ass. I'm like, this nigga really said this shit. You shouldn't say no. Me or I. You shouldn't have used that at you. You should have just.
Bro, I'm cool. I'm good. Good? Okay. I'm good. I'm a grown up. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I mean, because it's facts. It's facts. Everyone's not worth. Everybody's not worth going the next step.
That's correct.
There's nothing wrong with saying.
Yeah. And you should never rush nothing or put no title on that too fast. You're right about that.
Right.
But don't sit up here.
Not gonna treat you like up here. Don't treat you like my wife when you my girlfriend. Not gonna treat you like you my girlfriend when we just
yeah. Think. But don't sit.
That's out of order.
Yeah, but don't sit up here. You, know, you just sit up here and just told. Nigga, you fat. Girl, you fat. Shit, if we just talking or just texting, I might take you out on a date or something. That mean I might just give up everything else, bruh.
No, I said we're just talking. That don't mean I'm just gonna give it.
Or if I take you out on a date or something, decide to spend some money out, the money on a date or something. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's exactly what you're saying.
Once I decide through us talking that I want to go on a date with you.
So where are you going?
Okay. That means I decide I want to spend money.
So like, when you go on that, after you go on that first date, you dropping out of other hoes?
No, not at the one date.
Cause that's technically now you dating now since you don't went on a date.
And dating is just dating. You can date more than one person at a time. So, what are you? What is it? 1950? What are you talking about?
Now you're right, bro.
You can date one person more than one person at a time.
You're right, bro. You can. You can date more than cause you talk to more than one person at a time.
You definitely can talk to more than one person. Of course, yes.
So you can talk. And you can talk and or date more than one person at a time. I mean, I've been out of the game for a long time. I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah, why wouldn't you be able to date more than one person as long as you tell the person that you want to date with, like, hey, I enjoy your company. This has been nice. It's a good day. I just want to let you know that I'm still dating other people.
So that's how y'all motherfuckers be in clinics and shit, getting them fucking shots.
Okay.
I got it. I don't know. I guess it's
open, honest communication. If they don't want to rock with it, they can choose to leave. I don't take nobody else.
I got you. I just.
And I've never been in anybody's clinic. I just want to clear that up. I never said.
Y'all as in like niggas that be in clinics and shit. So I get it. Okay.
Oh, you need to say niggas that be in clinics and not y'all.
Boom. I got it. Okay.
Not a part of that. Not a part of that. You said dirty nigga. You know that? Real kind of stuff. It'd be your own kind. It'd be your own.
I just got a different definition of dating, bro. That's They don't mean nigga in the talking stage. Yeah. You can talk to them you want to. Everything. But like,
you got that little house in the prairie shit. That's what day, you want. You probably had a chaperone on your date.
Nah, never that. When I'm, I mean, if I can't I'm, tell if I'm like dating it. Somebody, no. Nigga, it's us. Nigga talking, nigga, that shit's a different story, bro.
You ready? You be ready to get locked up, though. You be ready to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, that shit fine with me.
You be like, you be, you don't need to fight.
You
be like, oh yeah, we together now.
Yeah, okay, man. Yeah. I mean, I can go either way, man. It's all depend on how I'm feeling
it, son. We dating, that mean we together.
Yeah.
Oh.
We dating, that mean we, that mean we together.
All right, John. I guess that's why you're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
That's the reason why.
Ain't a goal for me, but it's a goal, but it ain't immediate like that. So I got, I guess I got you.
Yeah, nigga, you can't work your time.
Let's get up out of here.
Yeah, it's about that time, bro.
Let's get up out of here. Yeah, man, because you, the way you talk, I'm just getting thoroughly disgusted.
It's saying disgusted. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. It's saying shit, bro. Disgusted by your own.
I already know. Yeah, thoroughly disgusted with your ass. Don't even know how we're friends anymore. How does it, how does last this long? It's so old fashioned. Ew. Nah, I got you. No, but always, bro. You know how we have a good time.
Hell, here, man. Bro.
And so this time next week, everybody, you know what it is. Carolina Kings on your podcast. Catch us on everywhere you get podcasts.
Hit your boy. Hit,
I think we're on Spotify now.
Spotify. Yeah. Google Podcasts.
Right.
You go. So just, you can follow your boy on Instagram. Chuck2Nice86.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you ready to not look at boring shit, I was playing. You can also follow me on Instagram at EACG32. Yeah, you heard it. I've been throwing that shade all the time.
You do throw some shade, bro. That's cool. Because you're